A fairy tale castle in glowing blue light. Walt Disney Pictures. A flashing light cuts an arc over the castle. Christopher Robin's picture book is open to a page on which is drawn the 100-acre wood. Under a big tree near the centre of the picture is written Piglet's House.
Deep in the 100-acre wood, where Christopher Robin plays.
Piglet sits at a desk finishing a painting of his friends. Behind him, through a window, Tigger hops past, stuck in a log, with leaves on his head.
A donkey named Eeyore is his friend, and Kanga and Little Roo. There's Rabbit and Piglet, and there's Owl, but most of all, Winnie the Pooh.
Piglet turns, and staring out of the window, rubs his eyes. Eeyore, a donkey in a bee's costume, heads a homemade beehive across the ground, following Tigger. He's joined by Rabbit, and then last but not least, Pooh, who has a honeypot stuck in his head. He bumps into Eeyore. Little Pink Piglet jumps onto his desk and puts his painting book on a shelf. Before leaping onto the floor, he grabs his scarf from a hat stand and races outside after his friends. Piglet's big movie. Piglet parts some long grass. In a clearing, Pooh dips pieces of paper into a bucket of paste, then slaps them onto the papier-mâché beehive.
Tigger, are you ready for the hive yet?
All I am is ready. How do I look? I mean, does this log make me look fat?
Oh, I like the best honey tree that a bee will ever see.
Pooh gives Tigger the hive.
Oh, boy.
Eeyore sits glumly nearby with a megaphone in his mouth. Pooh puts a section of log over his head. Piglet gulps as Tigger bounces past and leaps onto Pooh. They try and squeeze together to make a whole trunk. Piglet emerges.
Rabbit, what are you doing?
Oh, can't you tell? I'm lullabying the bees for our big plan.
He sits high on a branch near a hive, playing the violin.
They seem to like Beethoven.
The bees cover their ears.
Eeyore, what are you doing?
I gotta use my big voice to tell the bees about the new hive. Buzz, buzz, great new hive.
Piglet.
Tigger, could you tell me what you're doing?
I have to hold a fake hive high enough for the bees to see. It's the biggest part of the plan. That's what Tiggers do best.
You do seem bigger than usual.
Pooh appears.
Oh. Hello, Piglet.
Pooh, what are you all doing?
Harvesting honey, of course. It's all in the plan.
Piglet picks up the plans.
First, Rabbit will lure the bees with beautiful music. Then, Eeyore tempts the bees into their new hive. Then, Tigger holds up the hive for the bees to see. And then comes the best part. We get honey from their old hive.
Can I help you with your big plan?
Oh, thank you, Piglet, but perhaps another time.
When we have a bit smaller of a plan, or when you're a bit bigger of a piglet.
I'm sorry, Piglet, but I'm afraid this is a very big plan.
As Rabbit plays, Piglet covers his floppy pink ears. The bees do the same. One mimics playing the violin. The bees surge out of the hive.
Places, everyone. I've gotten their attention.
The bees snatch Rabbit's violin and destroy it. Rabbit hides.
Great new hive. Freeman.
The bees swoop down.
Do the bees know the plan?
Piglet, don't get in the way of our big plan.
I'm getting kind of itchy around my leaves.
Piglet redirects the megaphone so that the bees swarm through it.
Bomb buzz.
The megaphone falls on Piglet's head. The leader bee looks down and points.
Get the little guy.
They zoom towards Piglet. He lifts the megaphone.
Oh. Aha!
He spots the papier-mâché hive. He diverts the bees through the megaphone and into the hive. Pooh and Tigger collapse. Piglet peers at the angry bees. As they try to escape, he sticks a piece of paper over the hole.
Okay, Rabbit!
He tips honey.
We're geniuses!
From the real hive.
Sticky geniuses!
It covers Tigger and Pooh.
Oh, my, oh, my. Oh, goodness. Oh, the sweet taste of success.
Rabbit slides down the tree.
Our plan worked perfectly.
He steps into the honey.
Didn't think it would work, but it did.
Congratulations to us all.
They hug.
Hooray for Pooh!
And Rabbit.
And Eeyore.
And Tigger, too.
But I was... Oh, Piglet, I'm sorry that you couldn't be part of our big plan.
But I thought I...
Tigger grins.
For a minute there, I thought I was going to break out in hives.
A sad little piglet hangs his head, then slopes off. He turns back, watching his friends frolic in the pool of honey before trudging on.
Oh, dear. Even my shadow is small.
He looks at his tiny shadow on a boulder.
It's not as if I want to rule the world, or even the forest, or even one tree. I suppose I could be happy if I could be helpful.
In the heart of the wood, trees towering over him, Piglet smiles as he helps a ladybird from one leaf onto another.
If I wasn't so small, I could be like Tigger, figure out ways to help some of those in need.
Standing on a boulder, Piglet gets an acorn down from a tree for a squirrel.
Volunteer as the friend you would want right near.
He catches a baby bird.
Rabbit and Pooh and Eeyore, I'd be useful.
Piglet puts the little bird on his head and crosses a river. On the other side, the fledgling's family nest in a tree. The bird flutters back up to its parents.
It'd sure be nice if my friends needed me.
He stops and imagines.
Piglet, could you help me lullaby the bees?
Piglet, could you help me call them to the hive?
Yeah, Piglet, could you help me reach higher?
Piglet, we need your help.
With a big smile, Piglet runs off. As Piglet hurries down a track, his scarf gets caught in an old gatepost. Unaware, he races on.
I may be small, but in the biggest, helpfulest way.
The ladybird, squirrel, and fledgling watch Piglet disappear into the wood. Tigger's rubbing himself in honey.
Wonderful honey.
Oh, I thought Tiggers hated honey.
Well, they do to eat. But to stop the itching, oh, there is nothing better.
Did you hear something? I'm afraid I've got some honey in my ears.
What's that, Pooh? I can't hear you over all that buzzing.
Who's buzzing?
The bees escape from the papier-mâché hive.
Bees!
What say we break for lunch?
But what about our honey?
It's your honey or your life.
Pooh considers.
Oh, boy.
Rabbit drags Pooh off. The friends scarper chased by the bees. Eeyore slides down a slope, getting jammed at the bottom. The others bounce off him.
Oh, joy.
Thanks, Donkey Boy.
Thanks, Eeyore.
Anytime.
Thank you, Eeyore.
You're welcome.
The bees circle above Eeyore, then fly on.
Quick! Make a beeline for Piglets!
A bluebird sings in a tree. He jumps as the bees crash through the leaves. The yellow and black insects hover in the sky. The leader points down at Tigger, Rabbit, and Pooh.
Master!
The bees swarm down towards them. They chase them round and round Piglet's tree. The three friends make it to the door.
Hurry, Pooh!
He slams the door. They hide under the covers on Piglet's bed.
They're gone.
Or maybe just pretendering. You know, bees are sneaky like that.
The door rattles. The three friends cower.
I was right.
They tremble as the door opens. Eeyore stands in the doorway, a bee sting on his nose.
Eeyore.
Pooh pads over.
You got stung out there.
Nope, I got stung right here, where I can keep an eye on it.
Is everyone all right? Tigger's here. Eeyore's here. Pooh is here. I'm here. Who am I forgetting?
I don't know, Rabbit. Let's ask Piglet.
Pooh falls out the window.
Oh, bother.
Are you all right, Pooh?
I just landed on my, self.
Say, what do we have here?
Tigger pulls Piglet's painting book out of the honey Pooh has managed to tip over himself. He opens the book. He starts to sob. Rabbit.
Oh, please, Tigger, it's just a drawing in a scrapbook.
But it reminds me of the bestest family reunion I ever had.
Rabbit turns the page. Tigger flips it back again before turning it again. Rabbit clears his throat.
Oh, look. There's the day little Piglet got his first heffalump.
That was no heffalump. That was just poo with a jar on his head.
I forgot how much I look like a heffalump with a jar on my head.
Oh.
He captured Rabbit, all right.
Oh, let me see.
Rabbit frowns at a picture of himself, frowning.
That doesn't look a thing like me.
It does.
Oh, what's next?
He turns the page.
What's that tiny pink dot?
I believe it's Piglet. Piglet? Where is Piglet?
They look around.
We must have lost track of him after we got chased by the bees.
Oh, but he's so little. He could be in big danger. We have to find him and make sure he's all right.
But how will we find him? He could be anywhere.
Oh, think. You know, since this is a book of Piglet's memories, maybe it remembers where Piglet is.
Oh, brilliant deduction there, Pooh Boy. It's a regular Piglet map.
That's the silliest thing I've ever heard.
Let's start with page one.
Pooh potters over.
Well, page one remembers Owl's house.
Way to go, Pooh Boy. Why, I bet that little fella's there right now. Let's go find him.
Then off to Owl's house we go. He has an answer for everything.
Not to Owls. Oh, no. He'll be there all day. You can never get a word in edgewise with that.
Goodbye,
owl.
Honey.
Closing the door to Piglet's house, Pooh stares back at the jar of honey which rests on Piglet's windowsill. In the wood, Piglet, in his stripy top, wanders along a hollow log followed by the bird and the squirrel.
I may be small, but in the biggest, helpfulest way!
Piglet comes through the tall grass into the clearing where the honey stealing happened. He stares in horror at the smashed honey pot, then races over to it. He picks up a piece of the broken pottery, then puts it down again.
Eeyore? Where are you? Tigger? Where are you?
He backs into the broken papier-mâché hive.
Oh no! The bees! Oh!
He sinks down against the hollow log. The bird and the squirrel gather round him.
What can I do?
The squirrel holds up an acorn. Piglet's expression brightens. The ladybird appears on the log.
Well, I did help you get the haycorn and bring you across the river. Maybe my friends need me.
He strides off bravely until thunder rumbles in the sky. Piglet looks frightened.
I have to find them.
He marches on. At Owl's.
Owl, have you seen Piglet?
Piglet? Of course I've seen Piglet. Many times. Is it out so high with little pink ears and a
no, no, no.
Tail?
We mean now. Have you seen him this morning?
I can't imagine that he's changed that much. I'm sure.
Oh.
Tigger sits on his tail.
It's the part where Owl goes on for a while.
As a matter of fact, I just saw him go by.
He was just here.
Shh.
Come on, let's go.
Igor is missing.
Rabbit starts to move away, then stops.
Oh.
He walks back for the others.
Stories about my second cousin, Rupert, who stowed away on a three-masted schooner.
Come on.
For the subcontinent.
He pushes them all away as Owl chatters on. Rabbit leads the merry group through the wood, Tigger still holding onto Piglet's book.
I told you this was a silly idea.
But he was just at Owl's. That scrappity book does know where he's going.
Well, Owl's house was on page one.
How about page two?
Which is a picture of...
Kanga's house.
Well then, Kanga's house is where we'll look for Piglet.
I think you must be right, Rabbit. Piglet has always liked visiting Kanga's.
Not always. There was one time I remember.
Oh, yes. When Kanga and Roo first moved to the 100-acre wood. Remember, Rabbit?
No, I don't seem to recall.
Here, this'll remind you, rememberer.
Tigger taps Rabbit on the head.
And you came up with a big plan, Rabbit.
I told you, I don't remember.
There it is.
Tigger opens the book at a picture of Kanga.
You know, if I remember correctly, This story is really about Piglet.
The picture goes back in time. Rabbit's hiding in a tree.
Well, I just don't like it. I don't like it at all. I tell you, we won't be safe until they're out. Out of the 100-acre wood.
Rabbit.
Pooh and Piglet are there.
Shh.
Isn't it a bit early to be spying?
I've never seen anything like it. Oh, it's actually moving in.
Oh. Tigger pops up.
Oh!
Piglet's sitting on Tigger's head. Kanga's out by the mailbox.
Roo? Roo, dear?
Here I am, Mama!
It's an invasion!
They think they're fierce!
Little Roo's playing football.
What does fierce look like?
Roo leaps into his mother's pouch.
That's what fierce looks like! She swallowed him whole!
Piglet falls to a lower branch. The branch breaks, and Piglet tumbles over and over and ends up by Kanga.
He'll be eaten for sure.
Piglet spins round, dizzy.
Are you all right?
Piglet sees Kanga.
Don't eat me!
Why, you must be Piglet. My, when Christopher Robin said you'd be dropping by, I had no idea.
You know Christopher Robin?
Oh, yes. He told us all about you and Pooh and Rabbit and Tigger, the ones hiding in the tree over there. Hello, dears.
Oh, did you hear that? She called us dears.
I'm Kanga, and somewhere around here is Baby Roo.
I'm not a baby.
He leaps into his toy box.
See? I can do this.
Oh.
He kicks his football and bounces it with his tail.
Well, it's very nice of you to go out of your way to welcome us.
The ball heads for Piglet. Who ducks?
Oops. Sorry.
Oh, Roo. Piglet, it's almost breakfast time. Would you like to come in for a little bite, perhaps?
Piglet scarpers.
I do like the sound of the taste of that.
Pooh's keen.
No. We're all due on the other side of the wood, and we can't be late.
They get down from the tree.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Might I get that little something to go?
Come on.
Oh, aren't they dears?
One, Pooh will distract Kanga long enough for two, Tigger and I to take Roo from her pouch, and three, replace him with Piglet.
That is very simple. Just three little steps and... What? Replace Roo with me.
You and Roo are the same size, give or take here or there. Kanga won't know the difference. Not until it's too late.
How much too late?
Until after we say, aha!
Piglet stares blankly at Rabbit, who raises his eyebrows at the cleverness of his plan.
What do you think?
Rabbit turns to Tigger, then Pooh, then Piglet, who gulps.
Hmm? Aha! Why would we say, aha?
Not ha-ha, Piglet. Aha! It's a word to say, this is how things are and were meant to be. Then Kanga will know that we know where Roo is, and we'll only give him back if she promises to leave the 100-acre wood and never return.
How is she gonna know that that is what our aha means?
Because we'll practice saying it in just the right way. We're counting on you, Piglet.
He hands them each a flower.
Now, everyone pretend that their flower is Kanga. Ready, set,
aha!
Holding their flowers, they march round in a circle, aha-ing.
Aha!
Aha! Aha! Aha!
Rabbit stops. They all fall down.
There you all are. Oh, you brought flowers.
Kanga takes the flowers from them.
What nice new neighbors.
Roo is leapfrogging a frog across the river. Kanga smiles and bounds towards him. Tigger bounces on his springy tail. Rabbit stops him.
All right, I'm going.
Roo dear, time to come inside.
In a minute, Mama.
Tigger moves beside Kanga. Pooh is humming.
Ready, Pooh?
Yes, except for one small thing.
What's that?
What is it I'm supposed to do?
Talk to her very hard so that she doesn't notice anything.
Oh, of course.
Pooh skips up beside Kanga.
Come on, Roo. Hop in. Let's go inside.
Oh, Kanga.
Pooh looks for Rabbit.
Talk to her very hard about what?
Anything.
A I was just wondering. That is, do you think that... Is that a fish in that tree?
Oh. Kanga looks up. Rabbit pushes Piglet towards Kanga, then snatches Roo and runs off with him, while Tigger lifts Piglet into Kanga's pouch.
Snuggle the piggy in a blink.
What are you playing, Mr. Rabbit?
That's not a fish, Pooh Bear. It's a bird.
Oh, yes, but is it a starling or a mackerel?
Oh, it looks kind of wiggly. It could be a jellyfish. It's tough to say.
If you'll forgive me, dear, we really must be going.
It's like a peanut butter and jellyfish, isn't it?
Hello, leap frog!
Rabbit trips over a log and falls into a pool. Roo sits on Rabbit's head.
Let's do it again! This is a fun game!
Kanga's nearly home.
Are you all right in there, Roo?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
All right, Roo dear.
Piglet pops out of her pouch. Kanga looks out of the window and sees Roo with Rabbit.
Rabbit? Oh, Roo. Oh.
Piglet.
What was that word?
Kanga folds her arms and smiles.
Uh-huh.
That's the word. Uh-huh.
Kanga nuzzles Piglet. Piglet runs to the door.
My Roo dear, you've lost your bounce.
Tigger, Pooh Bear.
I think it's time for your fishy oil.
Fishy oil? What fishy oil?
It'll help you bounce nice and high. You don't want to grow up small and weak like Piglet. Mm. Now, did you have something you wanted to tell me, Roo?
Piglet opens his mouth to speak.
No. Down the hatch!
Kanga spoons the medicine into Piglet's mouth. Piglet twirls like a spinning top, then flies into the air, crashing into the ceiling, then back down to the floor, then into a table and a cupboard, and all over the room.
See that? You got your bounce back. And if you're a good little Roo, I'll let you have another spoonful.
Piglet falls into a cardboard box, then climbs up to see Kanga stirring a pot over the fire.
Oh dear, I'm a goner!
He falls back down.
You act like I'm going to cook you for dinner.
Aren't you?
Why, of course not.
He opens the box. Oh. She picks him up.
I'm going to give you a bath.
His smile fades.
Could be instead.
But Roo, dear, don't you know by now? A mother always knows what's best.
It's a mother's intuition to make a little space. It's her quiet mission to tidy up her place.
Kanga pours jugfuls of hot water into a bath. Piglet runs for it.
She hops around, she mops the ground, she fusses over you, a mother, with her intuition.
Kanga stops Piglet by the door, picks him up and takes him to the bath. He grasps the edges and won't go in. Kanga gently eases him off the edge and dunks him in the water.
It's a mother's intuition to wash her baby while she won't forget behind the ears and the extra soap suds on the tail.
She rubs him on a scrubbing board.
She'll clean until she's through. She's smart enough, she's wise enough to add up two and two, a mother with her intuition.
Piglet floats up into the air inside a soap bubble. His reflection is another's. Kanga pricks some, then Piglet's bubble bursts. Piglet falls back into the bathwater. Kanga pulls him out and stands him on the table. Kanga smothers him in powder and pats him dry.
She rubs and scrubs and scours the secrets.
Then she sprays him with perfume.
Then she takes a brush and polishes your teeth. She'll make you shine and sparkle new until she finds the real you.
Now she rubs him with a towel. Piglet's stripy costume fluffs up.
Isn't it charming? Just mummy and little Roo. Fresh as a daisy, sparkling just like new.
Piglet, now in blue dungarees with his fluffy costume poking through, sees birthday drawings of Roo with Kanga. Kanga tosses Piglet into the air and catches him again. Piglet chuckles. Piglet lands on the bed.
Now, you know what's next.
I'm afraid to find out.
There's always two things you get after your bath. A cookie and a kiss.
Piglet.
Piglet touches his cheek and blushes. Tigger's out in the wood with Pooh.
Well, it's a very subtle distinction. But you see, a jellyfish sounds more like a... Hi, I'm a jellyfish. Kind of like that.
Tigger, Tigger, Pooh Bear.
Oh, another creature in a fiercer its kind. Rabbit was right.
It's Fluffy Piglet.
But it's me, Piglet.
Nah, the Piglet we know isn't half as fuzzy as you. Well, you can't pull the fluff over our eyes.
Pooh, can't tell him who I am.
Well, I'd love to, whoever you are.
Come to think of it, he might be a fuzzy fringed thingamajigger. No, no, no. This is more of the feather-furred frizzimabobble variety.
But can we be sure, Tigger?
Oh, I'll prove it to you.
The fluffed-up piglet jumps into a puddle and his costume shrinks back to normal. He shakes himself dry.
Piglet, where did you come from?
Lucky thing that fuzzy fringe thingamabob didn't catch you.
Where did you find out?
Was she awfully fierce and fiercely awful?
At first I thought so, but then I found out.
He looks round.
She's very nice.
Pooh looks at Tigger. Tigger looks back at Pooh. They both grin. All three of them stroll across to Kanga, who's hanging out washing.
Hello, dears.
Oh, she called us dears again.
I could get used to this.
Would you like to come in for that little something now?
I'd love to. I love little somethings.
But what do we tell Rabbit?
Rabbit appears with Roo on his back.
Mama, look at me!
Roo!
You gotta see Mr. Rabbit's garden!
Oh, you hear that? Mr. Rabbit.
It's got carrots and lettuce and beans, and we play Leap Bunny, which is kind of like
All right, settle down, dear. Now, what do we say to Mr. Rabbit?
Thank you, Mr. Rabbit. I had fun.
Well, I certainly enjoyed myself, too, and you can call me Rabbit.
I like you, Rabbit.
Roo hugs Rabbit.
I like you, too, Roo.
Piglet remembers.
Uh-huh.
Everyone looks at Rabbit.
You're right, Piglet. This is the way things are, and we're meant to be.
Rabbit, Pooh, Tigger, and Eeyore are still hunting for Piglet.
You know, if it weren't for Piglet, I wouldn't be friends with Roo.
And we'd never have found out how nice Kanga was.
We'd never have any of Kanga's songs.
Or her hugs.
Or her cookies, which my nose is telling my tummy are right nearby.
Kanga hums as she baths Roo. Tigger leads the hunters to her house.
Kanga, we're so glad you didn't leave.
What are you talking about, Tigger?
How Piglet took a bath for us.
Not just any old buddy do something that brave for his friends.
Soap sets splash onto Eeyore's nose.
Don't know if I would.
Kanga lifts Roo from the bath.
It was a very biggish thing for a littlish guy to do.
And we're ever so worried about him, you see, because we lost him at the honey harvest. So we're using his book of memories to find him.
Roo flicks more soap suds onto Eeyore's nose.
We hope.
Oh, dear Piglet.
But he's so small. He could be in big danger.
Mama, may I help them look for Piglet?
Roo accidentally tips a jug of water over Eeyore.
Oops. Sorry, Eeyore. Can I, Mama? Can I?
Of course, dear. Piglet needs your help. Pooh, would you like a cookie before you go?
Oh, my heart tells me I should keep looking for Piglet.
Oh, but you dears will need something to keep your strength up.
She winks at Pooh and offers cookies.
My tummy says yes.
They all take one. Pooh goes back for a second.
I just thought Piglet would need to keep his strength up, too.
Oh.
Kanga hands Pooh the last cookie. They set off.
Bye, Mama.
Bye-bye, dear.
So where do we look first?
The scrapbook will give us an idea. It's a book of memories. It remembers where Piglet is.
Try page 3.
Page 3 shows all of us at the North Pole.
Hey, that was the day we made our most plentiferous discovery of all.
Then that's where we shall look.
But this is not the way to the North Pole.
Well, last time, if I reconnoiter correctly, the North Pole was sort of in a south-down-easterly kind of over and down direction. This way, magnetically speaking.
No, last time we went this way.
No, that would be the Northeast Pole.
No, 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 and no! I know what I'm talking about.
Rabbit,
it's this way.
I don't interrupt.
This way.
Perhaps if we told the story would tell us how to get there.
Don't forget the part about Piglet.
Piglet? How does Piglet fit in?
Oh, Rose, right. It really is a story about Piglet, isn't it?
988, 989, 7020.
They remember Piglet playing with Tigger by a treehouse.
And 100 gravity-defying Tiggerific bounces!
Look out below!
Tigger looks up to the sky. A Wellington falls from a window in the treehouse. The Wellington has landed upside down on Piglet. Only his legs are showing. Pooh skips past.
Hello, Tigger. Hello, Piglet.
Pooh about turns and returns to Tigger and Piglet.
What are you doing?
I just waiting for the other shoe to pop.
Piglet struggles free. Then another boot falls on him.
I knew it! These things always travel in pairs.
These are Christopher Robin's big boots. It can mean only one thing.
Christopher Robin appears.
An expedition.
Yeah.
The young boy puts on the first boot.
Which? Petition?
Yes, an expedition. It's when you go off to find a thing.
What are we going to find, Christopher Robin?
The North Pole.
Piglet's in the second.
Is it scary?
What is the North Pole?
Yeah, come to think of it, we never found one of them before.
Well, it's a thing you discover.
A bear's good at discovering it.
And Tigger's?
Everyone will come along. And if you see the North Pole, shout, Eureka!
Why would we do that?
Because it means there's the North Pole.
Piglet's free.
Eureka!
Where?
Where?
Gesundheit!
Sorry. I was just practicing.
We need a marching song.
Christopher Robin picks up a drum and sticks.
A marching song to help us along.
Sing ho for the life of a bear.
That's me.
Sing ho for the expedition.
Pooh marches off in the wrong direction. He notices, then races after the others, but falls in a pond.
For the expedition. It's a fine day for marching, there's a tiny little breeze, and when there's honey for the making, there's a buzz among the bees.
Sing-ho, for the life of a bear. Sing-ho, for the expedition. Sing-ho, for the life of a bear.
Sing-ho, for the expedition.
I'm itching and scratching.
And scratching and itching.
To find the North Pole. Finding the pole, maybe the goal, but it's coming for fun and it makes you think. For the life of a bear.
Kanga and Roo, then Eeyore and Rabbit, joined the expedition.
Sing ho, sing for the life of a bear. Sing ho, for the expedition.
This is fun.
Sing ho, for the life of a bear. Sing ho, for the expedition.
One more time.
They all flop down on the grass.
I like that song.
Christopher Robin picks up Pooh.
Silly old bear.
He rubs Pooh's head, then gets up.
Would you like a acorn, Pooh?
No, thank you. But a cookie would be nice. Or a banana.
There's one on the ground, so Pooh picks it up and starts to eat it. An apple bounces on his head. He catches it.
Christopher Robin, perhaps I could find it easier. If only I was sure. That is, if I knew what the North Pole looked like.
There's a hole in the boy's rucksack.
Well, it's a kind of... it's sort of... Well, I suppose we'll know exactly what it is when we see it.
All sorts of goodies, like the banana, the apple and a donut, fall from the rucksack. Pooh drops the banana skin.
Are we there yet?
Roo slips on it. Roo's landed in the river.
I just fed my tummy and it's still calling me.
Roo floats past.
Hey, look at me, Pooh!
Oh, I am.
Pooh, I'm swimming!
Just a moment, Roo. I'm talking to my tummy. Well, of course you're swimming. You shouldn't have had that second cookie.
That's not your stomach, Pooh. It's Roo.
Oh, my. Roo, I don't believe expeditions usually go into the water.
Roo swims off. Rabbit panics.
Quick! Don't panic, Kanga. Everything's fine here. Nobody's in any kind of... especially not Roo. Do something. Everyone, do anything.
Don't worry, Roo boy. I'll save you.
Tigger dives in. Roo waves.
Thanks, Tigger, but I don't think I need saving.
Roo swims happily away from Tigger. Piglet runs onto a bridge.
I can help.
Piglet, stay here out of the way while we save Roo. We don't want to have to rescue two little guys.
Catch on to my tail, Roo. I'll pull you out. Just tell me when you're on.
Oops!
Roo grasps at but misses Eeyore's tail. Piglet sighs. Roo swims towards rabbits. Pooh.
Rabbit, Roo, are we going swimming?
Piglet finds a long pole on the bank.
Hey, maybe we can use this to save Roo.
Rabbits in a washtub.
Give me a push, Pooh.
Thank you, Piglet.
Pooh sticks the pole in the tub.
Now I've got him. Faster, Pooh. Faster. Pooh?
Where is he, Rabbit?
Pooh's up in the air at the other end of the pole. Rabbit turns it round.
Pooh, look the other way. I can see him perfectly from here.
Are you sure, Rabbit?
Rabbit's now at the top of the pole.
You can see better from up here. There he is. Oh.
Pooh's climbed up the pole to join Rabbit. The pole bends and they both fall in the water. The tin tub lands upside down on top of them. Kanga's on the riverbank.
Roo, are you okay?
Tigger grabs the upside down tub.
I got you, Roo. I got you. Here he is, Kanga.
He turns the tub the right way up.
Oh, where'd he go?
He drops Pooh and Rabbit. Christopher Robin's on the path with Owl.
Cast out in search for the lost
Roo.
You can rescue me now. I'm getting kind of tired.
Piglet thinks, then picks the pole up from the bank.
Use the pole! Use the pole!
No time for fishing, Piglet. We gotta save Roo!
Pooh, Rabbit, and Tigger jump in the river. Piglet stretches the pole out over the water.
Grab on, Roo!
The pole is balanced on a boulder. Roo grabs one end of the pole. Piglet jumps on the other and catapults Roo into the air.
Pooh, could you please hold this?
The pole. Piglet's ready to catch Roo, who falls into Kanga's arms.
Did you see?
Piglet wipes his brow.
Pooh Bear, where did you find that stick?
What, stick?
That stick.
Well, I was standing here without a stick, and then I had a stick, so maybe the stick found me.
Assembled adventurers, the expedition is over, for Pooh has discovered the North Pole.
This?
That.
Pooh looks at the pole.
Eureka!
Well, I'll be. That's the North Pole, all right, already.
I should have seen it myself.
Piglet thinks.
But.
He sighs, then smiles.
Eureka!
Eureka!
They lift Pooh into the air.
Polarific! Positively magnetic!
Goodness!
Where's Eeyore?
He's by the river.
Did you grab on yet, Roo? Roo? Somebody.
With his hind legs and tail hanging over the bank.
Anybody?
It's getting dark as Rabbit shuts the picture book. They're still searching for Piglet.
Hooray for Boo. I always like that story. It has such a lovely end.
But nobody said hooray for Piglet. He was so brave. For someone so small.
They're on a wooden bridge.
And Piglets hate water. Come to think of it, so do Tiggers.
Tigger walks into the water. He pulls himself out with his tail.
Thank you, tail.
Thank you, Piglet. Wherever you are.
Roo points.
Look! Piglet's scarf!
That's it! Come on, let's go.
Missed him again.
Pooh Bear and Roo are the first to reach the old gatepost where Piglet lost his scarf.
Oh, my. You know, Piglet's scarf never goes anywhere without Piglet.
This is more serious than I thought. Maybe he's in grave danger.
Maybe Heffalumps got him.
Heffalumps?
Or Woozles!
Woozles?
And now he's out there somewhere with his storm blowing in. Oh, goodness.
Goodness. Do you think he's gonna be all right?
Oh, Piglet shall be very all right indeed. Don't let his small size worry you.
Yep. Once he even made a whole house.
He did?
Do you know the story of the house at Pooh Corneroo?
No.
Oh, yes, it's right here.
Page 3.
On page 4.
That's after 3.
Oh, it's a lovely tale. Don't you think so, Tigger?
Tigger's not listening.
Tigger?
Huh? Pooh Corner, remember?
Oh, yeah!
Is this story about Piglet, too?
Why, yes, Roo, it is. He seems to be the hero of every story.
Pooh and Piglet trudge through the snow together.
The more it snows,
Piddly-pum.
The more it goes,
Piddly-pum.
The more it goes on snowing.
Piddly-pum.
Pooh climbs a gate.
And nobody knows,
Piddly-pum.
How cold my toes,
Piddly-pum.
How cold my toes are growing. Piddly-pum. Piddly-pum.
Pooh sits on top of the gate.
Piddly-pum. Goodness.
Piglet climbs up to him.
I was just thinking, Pooh.
Oh. Were you thinking of a way to keep warm?
Actually, I was thinking about how you have a house and I have a house and Rabbit and Owl and Christopher Robin all have houses, but poor Eeyore has nothing.
Well, that's certainly something we could think about.
Pooh taps his head.
Think, think, think.
Think, think, think.
I've got it.
Pooh overbalances and falls off.
Got what?
Pooh moves his arms and legs up and down, making an angel shape in the snow.
We'll build Eeyore a house of his own.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, Pooh.
Piglet slides down.
But where shall we build it?
Pooh looks around at the snowy field, surrounded by the wooden fence.
Well?
Piglet runs over to him.
Right here. Because this is where I thought of it. And since this is where I thought of it, we shall call this place Pooh Corner.
Pooh Corner? I was thinking along with you.
Yes, that's true, Piglet. So we could call this place Pooh and Piglet Corner.
Piglet smiles.
If Pooh Corner didn't sound better, which it does, being smaller and more like a corner. So, Pooh Corner it is.
Piglet looks sad.
Look, snow somersault!
Somersaulting, Tigger becomes a huge snowball that crashes into Piglet and Pooh.
Bother. You know, I tried to stop, but it's snow youth. Get it? Snow youth! So, what you doing?
We're going to build Eeyore a house at Pooh Corner.
What a tickerific idea! What you gonna build it with?
We hadn't decided.
Say, I just bounced by a humongous pile of sticks. They'd be positively perfect for a donkey house.
Tigger bounces off.
Come on, bounce this way. Follow the bouncing Tigger.
Tigger boings Tigger. Away on his springy tail.
The tops are made out of rubber. The bottoms are made out of trees.
He leads Pooh and Piglet to a load of big sticks that have been leaned up against each other, making the shape of a tent.
What did I tell you?
He picks one up.
More sticks than you can stick a shake at.
Piglet goes into the stick tent.
Gee, it's almost as if someone left them here for us.
Tigger takes more sticks.
I wonder. Nah.
Now let's get started so we can finish in time.
In time for what?
Lunch.
Tigger and Pooh carry Piglet on their arm full of sticks.
With a few good friends and a stick or two, a house is built at a corner called Pooh. With a friend and a stick or three or four, a house is built where it wasn't before.
They bring the sticks into Pooh Corner. Tigger draws a plan of the house in the snow.
With a window here and there a door.
Piglet falls down under the thick snow and pops up right in the middle of Tigger's drawing. Tigger looks a bit cross, and Piglet smiles. The three friends gather up their sticks. Tigger and Pooh don't notice little Piglet standing on one of the sticks and accidentally flick him through the air. He lands in the snow. Tigger, Pooh, and Piglet have made the shape of a house with the sticks. Piglet waves up at the others, but they don't see him. So he uses a stick like it's a pole vault and flicks himself up to their height. The stick falls over with Piglet still holding onto it, and he ends up on the snow again. He tries to catapult himself over to Pooh and Tigger, but goes whizzing past them. Tigger puts a stick across the roof of the house, and the whole thing falls to bits. they build another house, and Piglet passes sticks to Pooh. He forgets to let go of one of the sticks, and Pooh puts it onto the house. Pooh bends the stick down, and Piglet wraps his legs around a stick underneath him. Piglet gets stretched as he hangs on tightly to both sticks.
There, it's all entirely done.
Let's show old Donkey Boy the fruits of our elbow grease.
Tigger and Pooh march off, and Piglet loses his grip with his legs. The stick flicks him up like a catapult, and the whole house comes apart. Sticks fall on the ground near Tigger and Pooh, and one of them hits Tigger on the head.
No bother.
I suspect, right, there's something definitely wrong with these sticks.
All we wanted was for Eeyore to have his own house.
You know, Eeyore could come live with me.
That is very hospitous of you, Pooh.
He gives Pooh a big hug.
Let's go give old Donkey Boy the good news.
Tigger and Pooh head off, leaving Piglet hanging onto a high stick, which rocks up and down like a seesaw. Tigger and Pooh make their way across the snowy meadows and find Christopher Robin outside his treehouse. He's making a snow bear that looks just like Winnie the Pooh.
Hello!
Pooh Bear! Oh, you're just in time. Look what I made.
Why, Christopher Robin. It's wonderful. What is it?
Why, it's you, Pooh Bear.
No wonder he looks so familiar.
I look just like you.
Eeyore pops out.
Except, of course, for the donkey head.
Eeyore, were you under there the whole time?
I suppose I was.
Weren't you awfully cold under there?
I've been colder. Last night, for instance, it got downright
freezing.
So I did it. I built myself a house.
Did you hear that? Eeyore built himself a house?
Just a leaky pile of sticks.
Did you say sticks?
So you have seen it.
I have? Seen what?
Well, you know, the funny thing about houses is, they never know if they're coming or going, and so they do.
Well, someone somewhere must know something.
I know.
Piglet comes over using sticks as stilts.
What's that?
That's a high-stepping pink highfalutin.
Piglet comes closer.
I believe it's Piglet on stilts.
Eeyore's house is over there.
Piglet points with one of his stilts, and Eeyore's eyes widen.
Come on, I'll show you.
Pooh, Tigger, and Christopher Robin follow Piglet.
Toodaloo.
Tigger turns round and sees Eeyore still sitting in the snow bear with his head poking out of the top. Tigger bounces over to Eeyore and slides Christopher Robin's sledge underneath him. He then bounces off, pulling Eeyore, who's still cased in snow, behind him. Piglet jumps over the wooden fence and the others follow him.
Look at that!
Well, I'll be...
Oh, my goodness!
Piglet's built a tent with the sticks.
Welcome home, Eeyore.
Eeyore slides down a hill on the sledge, which hits a rock. He flies off the sledge and slides across the meadow on his belly. He ends up inside the tent-shaped house and looks around.
It's my house, all right.
Piglet watches him.
But I'm sure this isn't where I built it.
Where you built it? But I...
I suppose the wind must have blown it over here.
The wind?
Tigger checks for wind.
Oh, yeah, the wind! Oh, well, it's been known to do strange and windy-like things.
I think the wind had a little help. Right, Piglet?
Piglet nods.
The important thing is, Eeyore has a house. And here it is. And it's as good as ever.
And even never betterer.
You really think so?
Oh, yes. Much more better than ever, even. Piglet?
Just one thing bothers me.
Oh, dear. Oh, what might that be?
Afraid I'll lose it again.
Don't worry, Eeyore. I put up a sign so you'll always know where it is. See?
Pooh Corner.
With a drawing of Pooh.
Nice.
Hooray for Eeyore's house!
Hooray for Eeyore's house!
With a few good friends and a stick or two, we can build a house at a corner called Pooh. With a friend and a stick or three or four, a house is there where it wasn't before.
They all squeeze inside.
What?
It's a little crowded, but it'll do.
Pooh looks at the book as he walks through the woods with his friends.
And that is how Piglet got the idea that you, Eeyore, should have your own house.
You mean Piglet built Eeyore's house all by himself?
Yes, And that's just how much Piglet cares.
Oh, best house I ever had.
And named it after me.
Pooh looks sad.
Piglet! Piglet!
It's getting dark.
Piglet!
Eeyore looks round.
Piglet! Piglet!
Piglet! Piglet! Piglet!
It starts to get windy. Pooh looks up at the dark, cloudy sky, and Tigger bounces along with Roo on his shoulders.
Piglet!
Tigger stops and shouts.
Piglet!
There's another gust of wind, and Roo sneezes.
Oh, dear. We'd better find him soon. Roo's getting cold.
Rabbit takes Roo down off Tigger's shoulders. Rabbit, Tigger, Pooh, Roo, and Eeyore sadly trudge across a bridge over a river. It starts to rain as Pooh calls out.
Piglet!
Pooh looks down at his reflection in the river.
Piglet! Piglet!
Pooh looks up as the rain drips out of a treetop.
Perhaps we should look in the book again.
Hey, I just got a terrific idea. Let's see where the book ends and go there. What do you think?
No, no, no. If we do this in an orderly manner, we'll find him much quicker. Now let's see. We've been there and there.
But orderlier doesn't seem to be working, does it?
All I'm concerned about is finding Piglet.
Well, I want to find him too.
We all want to find him.
A pitcher gets wet.
Rabbit, look!
Oh, my
Rabbit, the book!
Oh, my!
Rabbit tries to wipe the raindrops off the pitcher and smudges it.
You're ruining it, Rabbit!
I am not!
Hand it over, bunny boy! Finding Piglets is what Tiggers do best!
It's what rabbits do best.
Tiggers!
Tigger and Rabbit pull the book to and fro between them.
Rabbits!
Stop Tiggers. It! Stop fighting!
Oh, be careful! Rabbits! That's the only way we have to find Piglet!
Oh, no!
The scrapbook starts to tear and Tigger lets go. The book flies through the air and Tigger and Rabbit jump to try and catch it. But the book falls off the bridge and lands in the river, with a few pages fluttering down after it. The five friends sadly watch as the book floats away.
There goes our map.
It floats off into the distance.
And Piglet's memories.
The friends stare down at the river and Tigger turns to Rabbit.
I only wanted to find Piglet.
We all did.
They all walk off, apart from Pooh, who stays where he is for a moment, then turns to follow them.
Oh dear, we better go back to Piglet's. We have to get Roo warm and dry.
Pooh notices that he's standing on a page from the book. He picks it up and sees that it's a drawing of Piglet and himself at Pooh Corner.
Oh, I do wish I had called it Pooh and Piglet Corner.
The raindrops make Piglet's drawing run. Pooh Bear walks on, following his unhappy friends. Piglet's scrapbook falls down a little waterfall and continues its journey along the river. Rabbit holds Roo in his arms as he, Pooh, Tigger, and Eeyore sadly walk through the dark wood.
The more I look inside, the more he isn't there. What am I supposed to do when Piglet is not everywhere?
At Piglet's house, Roo sits on an armchair and looks out at the rainy night. Pooh brings him a blanket, and Eeyore gives him a cup of tea.
I guess I'll have a little.
Roo draws Piglet's face on the misty window and smiles. A droplet of water runs down from the pitcher's eye and looks like a tear. Roo starts to cry. Then Pooh draws a big smile on the pitcher.
That's the Piglet I know. Always glad to see you.
Roo smiles.
Always thoughtful.
Always brave.
Mm-hmm.
Never thinking of himself.
Draw another one, Pooh.
Maybe I will draw a picture.
Pooh draws a picture of himself and Piglet. Tigger draws a picture of himself in a grass skirt, dancing with Piglet, and shows it to Pooh.
My mind will wander off somewhere, and Piglet will reappear.
Eeyore makes a little model of his house out of crayons, but the others take the crayons while his back's turned.
Piglet will be right here.
Pooh does a drawing of Rabbit up a tree, trying to coax the bees out of their hive using his violin. The drawing comes to life. The bees in the hive hold their hands to their ears and fly out. They fly around Tigger, Rabbit and Pooh, who look frightened. Piglet suddenly jumps out of a bush. He wears a suit of armor and rides on Eeyore's back. Tigger, Pooh and Rabbit cheer. The bees swarm together in the shape of a dragon and head for Piglet, who pops the dragon with his lance. The bees fly at Piglet, who holds up his shield. The bees get their stings stuck in the shield and can't move. Tigger's drawn lots of pictures of Kanga giving Piglet a bath, and Piglet floating off in a bubble. Tigger holds his drawing pad up and flicks the pictures so they move like a cartoon. Roo's drawn Piglet in the crow's nest of a ship. Piglet sees Roo being captured by a sea monster heffalump and dives underwater to help him. Piglet pulls a bath plug out of the ocean bed, and the sea heffalump gets sucked down the plug hole. Piglet holds out a stripy pole for Roo to hold on to. Eeyore's drawn Piglet climbing a snowy mountain. At the top, a big angry snowman throws snowballs at Piglet, but Piglet uses a stick to bat a snowball back at the snowman and hit him in the face. Piglet quickly builds a house like Eeyore's and waves a yellow flag. Rabbit's drawn a picture of himself with Piglet and has written, "My friend," on it.
The more I look inside.
The friends stick their pictures on Piglet's walls. Pooh's drawn lots of pictures of himself, Piglet and the others at Pooh Corner. Roo jumps out of his chair.
We gotta go get Piglet!
Let's go! Oh, yes, come on, let's go!
The friends all rush out of Piglet's house and into the stormy night. Rabbit opens his umbrella. A gust of wind catches it and pulls him along. The others follow.
Oh, poor Piglet! Oh.
They walk back through the wood, and Rabbit calls out.
Piglet!
Roo hops behind them.
Piglet!
They go back over the bridge, and Roo calls down to the river.
Piglet!
Rabbit sees one of the drawings from Piglet's book washed up on the riverbank.
Look! Oh, look what I found!
He picks it up.
It's one of Piglet's scrapbook pages.
Look, another one!
Maybe we could put Piglet's crappity book back together.
Then we can find him in no time.
Well, let's keep looking. I found one!
Me too.
Roo finds a picture.
Me too!
Rabbit finds one in the river.
Eureka!
I think...
I found...
Another other!
Here's one!
Wonderful!
We're getting closer.
They find three bits of a picture and hold them all together to make a complete drawing of Piglet. Tigger sees a picture by a tree and pounces at it, but the picture blows away. Tigger chases the picture down a path.
Come back, memory!
The drawing blows towards a steep drop by a waterfall, and Tigger just manages to catch it before it flutters off the edge.
One more scrappy page for Piglet's scrappity book. Hey, look, there it is.
But how will we get it? Oh, we need help.
The scrapbook's in the branch of a tree.
That's gotta be dangerous. What could he be thinking? Who? Pooh?
Pooh walks along the tree, which is tilted over by the waterfall.
No one panic! The first thing we do is not to panic, because somebody do something!
Rabbit panics and grabs Tigger. Pooh balances on the trunk of the tree and looks down at the water far below.
Oh my goodness!
Pooh steps over a hole in the trunk.
What are you doing?
I'm just getting Piglet's memories!
Pooh totters back and falls through the hole. He ends up hanging off the tree with his shirt caught on a branch.
Oh, bother.
The others gasp as Pooh dangles there.
Rabbit was right. We could use a little help.
Here you go, buddy boy. We made you a rescue rope.
Out of us.
Me too.
It's our plan.
They lie end to end along the trunk. Tigger dangles his tail down to Pooh, who tries to reach it.
Oh, my.
Pooh, what are you waiting for?
The rescue rope isn't rescuing.
We need a little bit more.
We just need a little help.
Who's small enough?
Oh, dear. Who can help?
Piglet appears.
Piglet! Oh!
Piglet!
Piglet jumps over the mall. He looks into the hole and gulps.
Oh, you can do it, Piglet!
My friends need me! Hang on, Pooh!
He jumps into the hole.
Oh, I'm hanging.
Piglet!
Piglet hangs onto Tigger's tail and reaches down to Pooh Bear. Pooh grabs hold of Piglet's hand and Tigger hauls them both up. Piglet pulls Pooh out of the hole in the hollow tree trunk and they hug. Suddenly, the trunk begins to snap and the scrapbook falls off the branch and drops down into the river.
Piglet! Your memories!
The hollow tree starts to break in half and touches the waterfall. Water gushes over the tree and sends Tigger, Roo, Eeyore and Rabbit spinning back onto the bank. Piglet and Pooh are still at the other end of the tree and try to run up the trunk before the part they're standing on breaks off. The others gasp as the tree breaks in half and Pooh's section drops down into the water.
Oh no!
Tigger, Roo, Eeyore and Rabbit stare down at the river far below. One by one they sadly bow their heads. Tigger wipes his eyes with the end of his tail.
We never got to tell Piglet how we feel about him.
Poor Pooh.
Shoulda told him when we had the chance.
Pooh rolls out of the hollow tree trunk and shakes his wet fur. Piglet tumbles out behind him and they smile at each other. They see their friends crying and walk over to them. Pooh starts to cry too.
Here you go, Rara.
Thank you.
Something must be very sad.
Well, of course it's sad.
Pooh!
They grin in surprise and Tigger picks up Piglet.
Piglet!
Piglet! Oh, thank goodness you're safe.
We're so glad to see you.
Glad to see me?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's so good to have you back again.
Yeah, we've been following your memories all over the 100-acre wood, and they led us right to you.
Too bad they're all floating down the river.
Goodness!
Oh, no!
The scrapbook floats away.
Oh, Mother. We're ever so sorry, Piglet.
Oh, the scrapbook's not that important.
But it showed us the great things you've done.
Oh, I've never done anything great.
Well, of course you have. Let's tell him, everyone.
No, let's show him!
As dawn breaks, Tigger gathers Piglet up in his arms, and the friends go back to Piglet's house.
Oh, no, I can stand the excitement.
Here we are.
Go on.
The others wait outside and watch as Piglet goes in. Piglet gasps in surprise when he sees all the drawings stuck on the walls. There's a picture of Piglet chasing snowflakes, another of him on the snowy mountain, and one of him in the armor. Piglet smiles and tears well up in his eyes.
Is that me?
That's you.
I'm so big.
Well, of course you are.
Why, you're double XL.
If it weren't for you, Piglet, I wouldn't be friends with Roo.
Yeah, and thanks for saving me with the North Pole.
Piglet, Pooh Corner's not a bad place to live.
I'd say this calls for a celebration.
Roo, Tigger, and Rabbit cheer. Later, streamers and balloons hang from the ceiling, and the friends have been joined by Owl, Kanga, and Christopher Robin. They all eat cakes and blow soap bubbles into the air. Roo wears a blindfold and chases after Eeyore to try and pin his tail back on him. Kanga gives Piglet a hug, and Roo accidentally pins Eeyore's tail onto Tigger's backside.
That's funny.
Rabbit laughs, then looks up to see Piglet floating in a bubble eating cake with a fork.
Oh, look!
Piglet, can I try?
Kanga looks worried.
Oh, my.
Rabbit panics.
Do something, everyone!
Piglet drops out, knocks cakes into Rabbit's face by accident.
Good one, Piglet!
That's funny.
His carrot cake!
Rabbit, you're a nut.
Piglet cleans Rabbit up.
It's delicious.
Rabbit smiles, and Owl, Roo, and Christopher Robin laugh.
Where's Pooh?
Piglet! Piglet, I have one more thing to show you.
But Pooh, your cake!
It can wait. Hurry, Piglet. We shall have a little something right after I show you a little something, Piglet.
Pooh leads Piglet across the meadows towards Pooh Corner.
It's right over here.
Piglet gasps when he sees a sign with a drawing of him and Pooh on it and the words, Pooh and Piglet Corner.
Pooh and Piglet Corner.
Piglet smiles as he looks up at the wooden sign. Tigger, Rabbit, Eeyore, Kangaroo and Christopher Robin come over and join them.
Yes, Piglet. It's the least we could do for a very small Piglet who's done such very big things. Thank you, Piglet.
The friends stand together at Pooh and Piglet Corner. ITFC audio description was read by Aileen Downey. Blonde-haired Carly Simon leans back on a tilting tree by a wooden fence. She plays a guitar and sings.
With a few good friends and a stick or two, a house is built at a corner called Pooh. With a friend and a stick or three or four, a house is built where it wasn't before.
Directed by Francis Glebus, produced by Michelle Papalardo Robinson, unit director Masaki Sukiyama, screenplay by Brian Hofeld, adapted and inspired by the works of A.A. Milne, songs by Carly Simon, original score composed and conducted by Carl Johnson. Piglet pops his head up out of the washtub and blows a bubble, with the voice talents of John Fielder as Piglet. Tigger gives Pooh a big hug. Jim Cummings as Winnie the Pooh and Tigger. Owl sits in his tree nattering on. Andre Stoka as Owl. Kanga smiles and then chuckles to herself. Kath Susie is Kanga. Rue jumps out of the mailbox. Nikita Hopkins as Rue. Eeyore shakes soap suds off his nose. Peter Cullen as Eeyore. Rabbit frowns at Piglet's drawing of him. Ken Sansom as Rabbit. Christopher Robin comes out of his treehouse and puts on his rucksack. Tom Wheatley is Christopher Robin. Carly sings and dances in the meadow. The bees chase Tigger, Rabbit and Pooh into Piglet's house. Voice casting and dialogue director Jamie Thomason. Art director Fred Warter. Piglet helps Pooh out of the hole in the hollow tree. Supervising film editor Ivan Bilancio. Technical directors Charlie Luce and Darren Clark. Piglet walks through the snow on his stilts. Associate producers Ferrell Barron and Yukari Kiso. The animals all hug. Pooh, Rabbit and Tigger put together three torn bits of a drawing to make the picture of Piglet. Animation director Takeshi Atamura, storyboard Andrew Austin, Keith Baxter, Ben Gluck, Susan Nichols, Robert Sledge. Additional screenplay material by Ted Henning. Character design Robert Sledge, Greg T. Guller. Layout director Kazuyoshi Takeyoshi. Production supervisor Sheila Kelly. Production coordinators Marla Monroe, Kirsten Kikuchi Rawnsley. Artwork coordinator Marky Kaneda. Casting manager David H. Wright III. Talent coordinators Stephen Niebert, Dan Soulsby, post-production supervisor Craig Sawchuk, post-production coordinator Ken Petit. Title design Brian King, titles Buena Vista Imaging, digital ink and paint software Toon Boom Technologies, negative cutter Mary Beth Smith, produced and distributed on Eastman Film, prints by Technicolor. Supervising sound editor Donald J. Maloff, supervising dialogue ADR editor Thomas G. Whitting, sound effects editor Todd Toon, dialogue editor G.W. Brown, Foley artists Daniel O'Connell, John Cucci, Foley mixer James Ashwell, Foley recorded at One Step Up. Re-recording mixers Terry O'Bride CAS, Keith Rogers CAS, original dialogue recording Carlos Sottolongo. ADR engineers Doc Kane, Carlos Sottolongo. Recordist Eric Flacoy. ADR recordist Jeanette Browning. Winnie the Pooh, music and lyrics by Richard M. Sherman and Robert B. Sherman, performed by Carly Simon with Ben Taylor. The Wonderful Thing About Tiggers, music and lyrics by Richard M. Sherman and Robert B. Sherman. If I Wasn't So Small, the Piglet song. Music and lyrics by Carly Simon, performed by Carly Simon. Mother's Intuition, music and lyrics by Carly Simon, performed by Carly Simon. Sing Ho for the Life of a Bear, Expedition March, music and lyrics by Carly Simon, adapted from Winnie the Pooh by A.A. Milne. Performed by Carly Simon, with Jim Cummings as Winnie the Pooh and Tigger, Ken Sansom as Rabbit, Kath Susie as Kanga and Christopher Robin, Nikita Hopkins as Roo, Peter Cullen as Eeyore, and John Fielder as Piglet. The More It Snows, Tiddlypom, music by Carly Simon, lyrics adapted from The House at Pooh Corner by A.A. Milne, performed by Jim Cummings as Winnie the Pooh and John Fielder as Piglet, with A Few Good Friends, music by Carly Simon, lyrics by Carly Simon and Ben Hofeld, performed by Carly Simon with Ben Taylor and Sally Taylor. With A Few Good Friends, reprise, music by Carly Simon, lyrics by Carly Simon and Brian Hofeld, performed by Jim Cummings as Winnie the Pooh and Tigger, John Fielder as Piglet, Kath Soucie as Christopher Robin, Peter Cullen as Eeyore. The More I Look Inside, music and lyrics by Carly Simon, performed by Carly Simon, Comforting to Know, music and lyrics by Carly Simon, performed by Carly Simon with Ben Taylor, guest vocal performance by Renee Fleming. Renee Fleming appears courtesy of Decca Records, Universal Music Group. Supervising Music Editor, Dominic Serto. Assistant Music Editors, Tommy Holmes, Christine Chilvin. Score Orchestrations by Cameron Patrick, J. Eric Schmidt, Gary K. Thomas. Score recorded and mixed by John Richards. Song Orchestrations by Rob Maths, Carl Johnson, Cameron Patrick, Danny Troube. Additional Song Production by Jimmy Parr. Songs recorded and mixed at Sony Studios, New York, Right Track Studios, New York, Par Audio, Martha's Vineyard, Eastwood Scoring Stage at Warner Brothers, and Tardeo Studios. Music contractors, Reggie Wilson, Los Angeles, Jill Delabate, New York. Score recorded at Eastwood Scoring Stage at Warner Brothers and Tardeo Studios. Score mixed at O'Henry Studios. Music preparation by Booker White, Los Angeles, and T.D. Ellis, Connecticut. With A Few Good Friends, end title sequence, directed by Kath Berklaas, director of photography Don Davis, edited by Declan Whitebloom, produced by Glenn Nijewski. Soundtrack available on Walt Disney Records, copyright 2003, Disney Enterprises, Inc., all rights reserved. This motion picture was created by Walt Disney Pictures and Television for purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom, produced by Disney Toon Studios, Burbank, Sydney, Tokyo, distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution. A fairy tale castle in glowing blue light. Walt Disney Pictures. A flashing light cuts an arc over the castle.